Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
A couple of weeks ago, I received a call from someone who said, would it be possible for you to interview a representative from the United States Census? Because we really need to make sure people understand that. And I said, absolutely. And on the line with us right now is Stephen Shope. He is a supervisory partnership specialist. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How about starting out by, it's something that we have said a million times, but just so people can pay attention to hear it, why is the census important? Why should we care?
Well, it's important for a lot of reasons. It was written into the Constitution as the way in which we ensure that we have equal representation across the state. So the data collected in 2020 is going to determine congressional representation for states for the next 10 years. But something that hits a little closer to home for a lot of folks is census data also determines how nearly $700 billion in federal funding gets distributed to states and communities for everything from school lunches, the libraries, the roads, infrastructures, hospitals, schools. Very few things that aren't in one way or another touched by census data when it comes to getting funds distributed. So it touches a lot of lives.
Now, is the census this year all online?
No, but it is the first time that folks can choose to go online to respond, but they still have the option of using a paper form, and they can also call a toll-free number to respond over the phone.
Okay. One of my concerns when it comes to the census, because you just talked about how important it is, and I understand that, is that it kind of got put on the back shelf because of COVID and because of everything else that's happening, but it is something people need to pay attention to. I got my card in the mail weeks ago and immediately, filled out my card for the census. What if people got it, didn't pay attention to it? What do they do now?
Well, anybody who has access to the internet can at any time go online to 2020census.gov and respond online for their household. But 95% of households in America received the form or received some kind of invite through the mail like you did, usually multiple invites, and then ultimately they receive a paper form in the mail that they can fill out and return. But there's 5% of the households that don't have city-style addresses or receive mail at a P.O. box or any number of things that would prevent us from sending those things in the mail. And for those folks, we go out and we hand-deliver a packet to those households. And so, as you said, with COVID-19, a lot of things were put on hold, and we had to place a pause on our operations, and that operation where we hand-delivered packets was one of those operations that we put a pause on. We did recently resume that in May. We've completed that operation. So at this point, I think it's safe to say that any household that's going to receive the forms or the invites in the mail or hand-delivered, that's already happened. So if somebody is concerned that they didn't receive something, and there's always a good chance that a household received it and threw it away, there's still two safety nets. One is they can go online and respond. They can call the telephone number and respond. Or we have our final and largest operation called non-response follow-up. And any household that hasn't responded, we'll start sending the enumerators out, knock on their door, and conduct the survey right there on their doorstep.
Is there a deadline? Does this thing stop at some point?
It will stop. We've got still several weeks yet that people have the ability to respond. We encourage people the sooner the better, because really, you know, just 10 minutes of their time is going to impact their community for 10 years. So the sooner the better. And if you haven't responded, be receptive of the enumerators when they come out to the door.
Do you have any idea what the response rate has been like for Pennsylvania, for northeastern Pennsylvania?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing, you know, we track, and certainly anybody in the public can go online to our website, 2020census.gov, and there's an online response rate tracker. It's usually within a day or two that you can find results. But it was, I think, one of the benefits of COVID-19 was that people were at home and they had time and they were able to go online. And so we were seeing really good response rates in most places in Pennsylvania. And just to give you some numbers, right now the national self-response rate is 61.4%. Pennsylvania is doing 64.7%, which is even better. And then when you look at counties like Luzerne's at 60.9, Lackawanna's at 61.3. So it's looking pretty good. I mean, they're keeping up with right there with the state, and real close to national, and some are even above national. So it's looking pretty good. There's still some work to be done. We know there's still households that haven't responded, so we encourage them to do so.
Can you tell people, I mean, I know this because I already did mine, but the kind of questions that they're going to be answered, it's not in any way an invasion of privacy. It's just basic information. But for people who are concerned, like, what are they going to see when they do their census?
Sure. The primary information, other than establishing your address, and if you have one of those forms you received in the mail, that has a unique ID on it that you can punch in that'll cover that base for you. But really, it's just asking for names, birth dates, sex, male or female, and a little bit about your ethnic and racial composition of your household. And that's the most of what, you know, they're asking for. So it is, like as you said, it's non-invasive, and it only takes a few minutes for their entire household to fill that form out.
Is there any other information that we need to get out to people, something that I didn't ask you that you would like to share?
Just that we are with the non-response follow-up operation is the largest operation that we conduct. And we're still accepting applications. If anybody's interested in working for the United States Census, they can apply online at 2020census.gov/jobs. You fill out a single application and you'll be in a pool, and, you know, folks will give you a call and ask you if you're interested in a particular job. If you're not, you can decline it or you can accept it and be part of the team. But either come to work for us, but in any case, if you're unsure if your household has filled out a form, just go online and fill it out again. We have measures to catch it if there would happen to be a duplicate, but it's so important and it's tied to so many important things.
Now, you also mentioned a toll-free number. What is it, and how would we use it?
And, you know, I've had some technical issues getting into my laptop and don't have that number right in front of me at the moment, but it is at 2020census.gov. Maybe you could share that with your listeners, or we could email that to you.
No, we'll punch it up here and we'll get it to them. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Let's hope that we get a full census count in Pennsylvania.
Thank you for your help.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.